This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, man. Thank you so much for joining me. Welcome to the show. It is the Capricorn Adventure. It is time to chat about cars right now, man, as we head straight into the motoring experience. We talk about the all-new Ford Ranger Wildtrak X. And what's so special? Our motoring journalist, Pashoe Naidu, is on the line to tell us and spill the tea and to round up everything, man, with a motoring tip and give us a hot gem of the week. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Pashoe. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, King Dash. I'm good, in yourself?
No, man, I'm good. I'm good. It's great to have you back.
No, thank you so much. Good to be here.
All right, so let's get straight into it, Pashoe. I mean, what separates the Wildtrak X from its other derivatives like the Wildtrak Raptor and the XLT?
So, interesting question that is, because there's about 30 different range of variants to choose from. And what makes this Wildtrak X so special? Well, it looks more adventure-driven than before. It's more macho, more just has that you know, that butch appeal. And it's slightly more purposeful, bigger stance, wider hips. Ours came in these 17-inch alloy wheels wrapped in these gravel all-terrain purposeful tires. And other cues that were identified as the Wildtrak X is just the overall design of it from the front end with the revised grille, steel bash plate, matrix LED headlamps, and just lots of Wildtrak X badges all around. And one thing that I noticed about this car that stood out was they call it the flexible rack system, which essentially looks like a spoiler attached to the bucket. And as one would say, it's quite functional, but it's meant to carry long items like a fridge or that sort. But perhaps I could paint the picture for you. It looks like a buggy has a spoiler at the rear end.
I think I've seen one of those and I was always confused. Like, what is this thing?
Yes, myself included.
All right. So, man, tell me about the experience. I mean, especially when you put the pedal to the metal.
All right. So, it is still powered by the much acclaimed 2-liter bi-turbo diesel engine, pushing out 154 kilowatts and 500 newton meters of torque, paired with a slick 10-speed automatic transmission. And obviously, putting it through its paces and its driving capabilities, this car is safe to say that it is quite refined and smooth. And really, Ford has mastered the craft of this car. And obviously, they have one car per year. So I think that's where it shined for me, the driving capabilities. And I loved it all in all.
All right. Amazing stuff. And I mean, you know what? I hear you speaking so highly of this car. So let's speak about the price now. Is it a must-have in your opinion?
Okay, so one would have to win the lotto in my regard for the car. So, King Bash, the pricing for it is 1,039,500 rand. Mm. And I think, yes, the pricing is definitely one to look at. And I think, you know, since there's a lot of, you know, variants to choose from, about 30, I like the XLT, which is the base model of the Ranger. It's priced 648,000 rand. Still offers a lot of the capabilities, but obviously the Wildtrak X is more off-road ready, different suspension, more beefier, more just overall just looks the part too. So I think it would depend on one's needs for which variant they would go for.
All right. So let's talk, you know, rivals. I mean, Ford is doing so well. As the Ranger came out first in SA car, you know, of car of the year last year, that is, do you think it's, you know, cut above the rest?
After driving a few Ford Rangers and even the VW Amarok, which is basically a Ford Ranger through and through, which is, it's a fantastic car. I have to say they have raised the bar in terms of the driving capabilities. It's perfect performance. The interior, the technology is quite advanced as well. It's improved. And I think, you know, given competition in this category, we obviously have the Isuzu D-Max, the Toyota Hilux, which is quite a popular car, the Nissan Navara, VW Amarok, which is basically the Ford Ranger, as I've said, and the GWM P-Series. But I think definitely a cut above the rest it is.
All right. Look, I have a friend or two, you know, but they drive the Raptor, right? So fuel-wise, can one say it's easy on the wallet when we're speaking about the Wildtrak X?
Okay, so my wallet was definitely screaming at me in agony. I was achieving figures of 11.1 liters per 100 kilometers, and claimed fuel consumption is 7.5 liters. Unfortunately, it's not really that efficient.
I know, it's terrible. Wow. No pressure, and that's a lot, eh?
It is very thirsty indeed, eh?
All right. So what's inside the 1 million rand bucky, you know, that tooted, you know, your horn, looking at the tech side?
All right. So this Wildtrak X bucky is every bit as luxurious and comfortable as, and tech laden as its Wildtrak sibling. But it also sports, you know, tasteful X specific details inside, leather trim seats, spray detail with your X badging on the dashboard, the seats, and it just looks quite, you know, aesthetic and pleasing to the eye. And tech ready, comes with a 12-inch infotainment screen, very easy to use, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, comes with wireless charging and a Bang & Olufsen sound system. So it's quite a nice, plush, decent cabin to be in.
The aesthetic sounds so, so amazing. Wow, you definitely had a good time. Well, besides, you know, the money that you had to spend on the petrol. So let us, you know, end off on a high note. Please share your motoring tip and a hot jam of the week.
All right, thank you so much, King Bash. So if you are driving a manual car, I suggest you hike it up a gear. As a rule of thumb, the higher the gear, the lower the consumption. So always drive in the highest gear possible without straining the engine by letting the revs drop too low. And obviously, don't be a drag. There are many things that cause or increase drag. These include driving with the windows open and attaching carriers or like old bike racks to the roof. To decrease drag, keep the windows closed, especially at high speeds, and attach additional weight to the rear of the car as far as possible instead of the roof in order to save some fuel. And ending off with Boom Boom by Brown Dash.
Oh, yes, Prashant, and thank you so much for coming through. Catch you next week, Friday, and do have a great weekend ahead, yeah?
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one and listeners.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.